Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL team preview for 2022. It's the Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl champions. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. So one more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it here on 100 Yards Football. The LA Rams Super Bowl champions. The city of Compton. Hollywood, especially when you're a champion out there in L.A., it's nothing like it because you're with the Lakers, you're with the Dodgers, and Anaheim Angels. What a time to win a Super Bowl in. But let's start with the L.A. Rams and what made this success of last year in 2021 happen. It starts with their GM, Les Snead. Boy, you're talking about a GM that got balls. That's got guts to trade away all your first round picks and not have one in 2024 and really gamble on Jalen Ramsey and Matthew Stafford. That's saying a lot. And you ended up winning the Super Bowl. But the thing about the Rams organization, they've been to 2 Super Bowls in what, 4 or 5 years? That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. But the thing about it, the Rams said they want to go down as one of the greatest teams ever. And they think this season is repeat. It's only been the last team to repeat now. It's been the New England Patriots 2003-2004. Think about them Patriots teams back then. Mike Vrabel, Tyrone Poole, Corey Dillon, David Givens, Troy Brown, Deion Branch, Kevin Falk, Vince Wilfork, Richard Seymour, Teddy Bruschi. You got a tall order if you're talking about repeating. But I'm going to start with the head coach. He's a superstar. You got to like Sean McVay, man. Local guy out of the Atlanta area, Marist High School. Family been involved with pro football all his life. But right now, he on top of the world. When I'm talking about superstar winning the Super Bowl in L.A., we talking about Brad Pitt. Sean Payton, Kenny Chesley, Luke Bryan, Tom Cruise, Top Gun 2. Sean McVay is at that level, baby. Let's go talk about the offense and the quarterback, Matthew Stafford. When they made the trade for Matthew Stafford, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think he had it in him to win a Super Bowl just because he played over in Detroit. For some reason, I didn't think he was a big play guy in big games. But man, the season he had in Los Angeles, 4,800 yards passed, 41 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. The 17 interceptions were league highs, but think about this. In the fourth quarter, with the money on the line, he led the fourth quarter of all quarterbacks last year. 1,127 yards, 12 touchdowns, 1 INT, 70% completion rate in the fourth quarter, and then in the postseason. Money on the line, 1,188 yards passed, 9 touchdowns, 3 INTs, and a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Matthew Stafford, that's why he became a champion. Then you're looking at what he's going to help offensively. Cam Akers is coming back. Now, if his Achilles tendon is healthy, if no question about it, he's going to add a lot of juice to that running game. Think about this. The young man tore his Achilles heel, right, before training camp and came back, what, 3 games left in the regular season and still performed at a high level. Clinton, Mississippi, as I told y'all, always there's some in the water. In Mississippi, Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, Brent Favre, Archie Manning, my parents, Inez and Chester Turner, them people in Mississippi, they something in them. God is in them. Darrell Henderson from the 901, you got a Super Bowl ring, baby. Last year you had 688 yards, 5 touchdowns. But the key of you being great, you got to stay healthy. Then a young man coming from Notre Dame, Mr. Williams. I like his skill set. So the Rams are going to be set at the running back position. Karen Williams, by the way. Notre Dame, 2,100 career yards, 5 yards to carry, 27 touchdowns. Young man has got none more to stop. Outstanding third down back, versatile. That's going to fit in real well with what the Rams are doing. Then you got the receiving position. What more do I have to say? Cooper Kupp, over 1,800 yards. Led the league in touchdowns, receptions, the Triple Crown winner. Unbelievable. Help is on the way. Allen Robinson is coming over from Chicago. Juice, I say. Here's a guy that's got 6,400 career yards, 40 touchdowns, going to be motivated. And now with a championship organization, the Rams are going to beat up, baby. And then you got Van Jefferson, who's starting to ascend as a second receiver. Potential Sean Jefferson's baby boy, 50 receptions last year, 802 yards, University of Florida, 6 touchdowns. Then let's go to the offensive line. Granted, Andrew Woodworth is retired. But don't worry. Ron Haverstein, Daniel Edwards, Brian Allen are solid. And then they re-signed their best lineman, Joseph Noteboom. 3 years, $40 million. I don't think the Rams are going to miss a beat. They're going to still be one of the top offenses in the game. Now the defense and the defensive line. You know, I've been fighting this for a long time. Aaron Donald. At one point, people were saying he might be the greatest defensive tackle that ever played this game. And I just was biting the truth, fighting the truth, not wanting to believe. I thought Reggie White was one of the greatest offensive linemen I saw play in the National Football League. Jerome Brown, I thought was one of the greatest I've seen play. Cortez Kennedy. Oh, man, Bob Lilly. Alan Page. Brian Young with the San Francisco 49ers. But you know what? And Donald, I will go on and put it on him and put the stamps down. He's the greatest D tackle that's played in this game. 12.5 sacks last year, 84 combined tackles. He's the best ever, man. Instincts, A+. Solid as a rock, A+. Pursuit, A+. Tackling, A+. Difference maker, A+. It's no question about it. He's a guy that can definitely changed your team from a whole perspective. And he is the greatest defensive tackle in the history of the National Football League. 8-9 Pro Bowler, 8 straight Pro Bowls, 8-9 All Pros. Come on, man. He is the man, the greatest D tackle ever. He's got help on the offensive line that a lot of people don't talk about. A'shaun Robinson out of the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, as solid as a rock. Might be the best run stuff in the game. Then you go to the linebacker position. You talking about the rich getting richer? Bobby Wagner's coming over from Seattle. And yes, he still have a lot of gas in the tank. Even though gas is going up, it ain't going to affect Bobby Wagner. 1,383 career tackles. 23 sacks. 11 interceptions. A guy that was over there playing with the legend of Boone. Started as a rookie. Now he's coming with a defensive tackle, the best ever. I don't think the Rams defense gonna miss a beat when they talk about the front seven. Then you got a rookie out of South Carolina that came on very strong last year, Ernest Jones, has promise, production. He's a football player, brother. 36 tackles, second half of the season. One sack, but two interceptions. Played very well in the Super Bowl. Then you got Leonard Floyd, go Dawgs, rush linebacker, 9.5 sacks. Now the secondary. You're looking at the Rams. They got impact players. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, the best in his position last year. Aaron Donald, the best in his position last year. What a trifecta, Jalen Ramsey. Could be the best defensive back that's played in this league since Deion Sanders. And where did he go? Florida State. But look what he did last year. 41 tackles, 16 pass breakups, 4 interceptions. Played very well in the postseason. Played very well in the Super Bowl. He is right now ascending and arguably maybe the best cornerback in the game. Then they got Troy Hill. Very experienced, solid as a rock. And then they drafted Deron Kendrick in the 6th round. Let me tell you something. Might be the best pick of the draft. The young man should have went higher. Big time athlete. Great length. You know what especially is? Press coverage. And then you still got Robert Rochelle ready to ascend. Second year guy out of Central Arkansas. And then you got the veteran, David Long, from the University of Michigan. Sound to me a pretty good secondary and a pretty good defense. The bottom line with the LA Rams is that they still got stars in place. And they still got a championship team. In 5 seasons, Les Snead and Sean McVay won 3 NFC West titles, 2 NFC championships, and 1 Super Bowl. That's what you call good chemistry. But the key, I think, is that it's very hard to repeat. Because think about this. The Rams were one play of not making it to the Super Bowl. They could have easily, one play in the Tampa Bay game, not made it there. Was behind 10 points in the fourth quarter against San Francisco, and they were able to bounce back. And Cincinnati, they really had to hold on. There was one play and not winning against the Bengals. But you know what? Their football team has got a lot of stars coming back. And they got an offense that is just as good as anybody in the league. The Rams, even though they're playing in the West, you got Arizona, you got Frisco down there on the Bay, and you got Seattle, I think it's still going to be pretty solid if they get good quarterback play. But one thing about the Rams, they got Hollywood. They got Top Gun 2, Tom Cruise, and their head coach is Sean McVay. And they got a general manager that's not willing to roll the dice because he want to win. The Rams, I have to say, they won the top 3 teams, I think, could get back to the Super Bowl this year. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor and pleasure to bring you the 2022 Los Angeles Rams team preview. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. When you think about LA, you think about San Francisco, you think about USC, excuse me. I got to keep going now with Chicago. Saturday in the park. It's the 4th of July. People dancing, people laughing. It's a good time in LA. Super Bowls.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
God bless. Thank you for watching 100 Yards Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.